I'm Del Davis. I'm an undergraduate student at the University of Washington Bothell. I'll be presenting our paper, Experiment Explorer Lightweight Provenance Search Over Metadata. This is a joint work with my advisor, Hazelina Sonsian, and our collaborator at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories, Dr. Galeb Abdullah. So I'll be sharing research involved in the design and development of Experiment Explorer. Experiment Explorer is a utility designed to search over metadata. The goal of the project is to provide experiment artifact accessibility to researchers at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories. So researchers at Lawrence Livermore often need the ability to cross-reference data, and I'm going to run through one such scenario with you guys. So researcher A runs his experiment, and an image file is produced along with some metadata, and that gets saved. Later, researcher B needs the image. So first, researcher B needs to find the experiments made by researcher A. Then when the experiment that she's looking for is found, she has to go within the experiment and then look at all the image files. So when she finds the image file that she needs, then she can pull that out. Later on, researchers C, D, and E complete their experiments, and all of those artifacts get saved. But then researcher A needs to find the image and extract features from it. So he has to follow a similar process, find all of the experiments, within all the experiments, find all the image files. So going through all these files, there's a lot of stuff that isn't needed. So later on, researcher A and B need to analyze all of the features from the experiments that researchers C, D, and E performed. So they follow the similar process again. They extract the features, and then the culmination of all of this is that researcher C is going to publish a work on the reduced data. So in order to do this, it's really a conglomerate of all of the steps that were taken previously. So this process can take a lot of time. And as more and more experiments are run, stuff piles up. It gets harder and harder to find what they're looking for. Even worse than this, 6 months later, a researcher might not remember the details of an experiment that he or she was running. So that was just a slice of the picture there in their process. Let me give you the overall process. So researchers start by creating an experiment design and a provenance template. And from the experiment design, they create workflows. And they use the workflows to run the experiment. And artifacts result from running the experiment, like image files come out of this. So raw output as well as reduced data and then analyzed results. These artifacts are like, there's XML files, Excel spreadsheets, word processor documents. So for every run, all of these artifacts are produced. And then over the course of the experiment, there's multiple runs. So for the many artifacts that are produced on each run, there are many sets of these. So the important thing in querying these artifacts are the provenance templates, which this is built into their process. So the researchers build the provenance templates at the same time that they create the experiment design. So the fields of the provenance template have to be filled out. Part of this is a subset of the Dublin core. So these are things that you might query in like a research database. If you're looking for articles, comments, author description maybe. And then some of the information is automatically recorded during the experiment process. So there we have timestamps, and if features were derived from an image, then you can, for the metadata for the reduced data, you can say that they're dependent on a given image. So, but the size and the quantity of the artifacts is only part of the problem. So there we have a scalability issue. One of the biggest issues was that this isn't all done in one place. There isn't one single database. This is network desktop computers, and in addition, databases. Also, an important thing to note is, like I said, the artifacts are Excel spreadsheets, word processor documents. Some of the files don't even have text, so a lot of it is image files for the raw output. So there has to be some tie, like textual tie, to the information in order to query it. So in terms of search techniques that we looked at, in traditional desktop search, an index is built out of application recorded metadata along with full text if the operating system understands it. For example, this PowerPoint, any of the words that are in this PowerPoint, you can query if you just updated your index because the operating system understands this format. Then simple temporal information, but this really isn't enough information. The OS provenance, like the temporal information, is just when was this artifact created and when was it last modified. The full text analysis is really a big issue here for the artifacts because, like I said, a lot of this is images. There's no full text. Then the application recorded metadata isn't really specific enough, but this situation is nice with their process because they record their provenance in the template outputs. Web search kind of helps fix this a little bit because the files are implicitly linked. So when you think about a web search, you can think about web pages and they all have there's keywords on them, and then there's links. And then also there's cache searches. So then you're using a large user base to imitate a true association between files. A similar project that was for desktop search called iMecho kind of tried to imitate web search by using human associative memory to form links based on queries that were recorded. But then the problem is this is networked and you have a lot of people that are trying to make the queries. So recording this and the overhead involved if you're going to try and map this to a distributed system would be enormous. Relational databases are nice because, you know, the entities are related and the structure defines how you're going to make a query. But the problem is if you have multiple databases, you can't take one query and apply it to another. You can by massaging it a little bit, but this isn't something that we want to do when new databases might be added. So here on the left, you see a high-level view of the architecture of Experiment Explorer. It's a three-tier client-server architecture, and the main reason for this is that this has to be accessed over the network at multiple desktops. But more importantly, all the components in the application server need to be able to access the data server. So in the data server, there's a Lucene index that's queryable by Apache Solr. And we want the user interfaces to be able to use all of the components. Since there's multiple user interfaces, they're all part of our approach. The first is the metadata search. So on the right, you see the search utility. And here, you can see an image that was the first result here. And it's actually a document that was used to create the second result. And this is just a coincidence, though, because of the and nature of the search. So because you put in Abdullah for the author and these keywords and the category, we get these two results back filtered by the timestamps there. What we'd like to do is have a real association between the results that come up. So the next part of our approach incorporates topic modeling. And topic modeling is an unsupervised machine learning technique, meaning no training data is provided. So a text corpus is fed to the topic learning algorithm, and this results in a set of topics as output. Then the topics can be tied to each piece of metadata, and the pieces of metadata correspond to artifacts in the system. So in this image, let me explain this image a little bit. So we have some words, and they have frequencies in all of the documents that were fed into the topic learning algorithm. So here in this New York Times article, you see war, military, terrorism, and then in the blue, you can see some business words. So there are multiple topics for this given document, and that's how we're expecting this to work in the Experiment Explorer. In this case, the text corpus would be our metadata set. Then the final part of our approach is that we take the results from the search in the index and the topic model, and we combine the two to form links to the different artifacts. So in the results, the fields come up that are returned from Solr that have information with the metadata, but now we also have the topics. So we can connect different artifacts, and also we can connect them to the person that made them. And then there's a date slider at the bottom, so as this moves, more results are brought into the picture and connected based on the topics. So this way you can explore and try and find what you're looking for, because if you have a general search criteria that you put into the search page and you don't find what you're looking for, you want to visualize the results, and then you want to move from that result set to what you're looking for based on this information. So finally, I'd like to acknowledge the grant that was provided by the University of Washington Royalty Research Fund. And I'd just like to mention where we are in the project right now. The screenshot that you saw of the search page and most of the design, all of the components there are finished. The topic model was developed separately, and it hasn't been integrated yet. Once it is integrated, we'll start working on the visualizations. And now I'd like to take any questions you might have.
What's the feedback you've gotten from potential users, or actual users?
Actual users. This hasn't been evaluated yet. So we will be evaluating it in about 3 weeks at Lawrence Livermore with this first prototype, and while they're evaluating it, we'll be working on integrating the topic model. Did I answer your question? Yes. Or, okay.
I mean, you're still in the process of
right, we're still, yeah.